This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government aims to move ahead for prosperity in coordination with private sector. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwathar. Gandaki Province reports 17 new cases of coronavirus, while Salian District confirms 15 new cases today, and China passes Hong Kong security bill. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged private sectors not to have any dilemma as the government has aimed to move ahead for prosperity in coordination with private sector. Addressing the 17th anniversary of the Confederation of Nepalese Industries today through virtual media, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the government has no intention to create obstacles to the entrepreneurs. Prime Minister Oli further said the government would always appreciated the constructive role played by the industrialist. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting is continuing discussions at Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's official residence Balwathar today as well. The Standing Committee members of the party who could not get time in the previous meeting are putting their views on broader issues and measures to resolve it. The main opposition Nepali Congress has drawn the government's attention towards taking effective measures for prevention and control of COVID-19 pandemic. In this connection today, party's COVID-19 Monitoring Committee Coordinator and Party Joint Secretary, General Secretary Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat and his delegation called on Prime Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal. The delegation drew the minister's attention towards the proper handling of coronavirus quarantine centers across the country. They have also demanded arrangement for safe entry of Nepalese returning home from abroad, unhindered medical care for other patients, and maintenance of transparency in procurement of health materials. In response, Minister Dhakal said the government was doing its best to control and treat the virus infection. He further said the government is now facing relatively less challenges in the management of quarantine facilities as the number of abroad returnees is falling down gradually. The minister informed that the existing PCR test capacity is for 8,000 on a daily basis and it will be increased to 10,000 within the next few days. 17 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Gandaki province today. According to the Health Directorate of the state, 5 infected persons from Bias municipality of Tanahu, 8 persons from Kaski, 1 from Siangza, 3 from Besisar, Madhya Nepal and Morsangdi of Lamjung and Madi rural municipality of Kaski were tested positive to the virus. With this, the total number of corona infected persons in Gandaki state has reached 966. Meantime, 15 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at Salian district today. With this, the total number of coronavirus infected persons in Salian district has reached 205. Two persons from the same family died in a jeep accident that occurred on Mughling Narayangarh Road last night. The jeep with family tow was heading to Hetongra from Kathmandu. According to Chitwan police, the jeep with the family trip of Makwanpur chapter chairman of Non-Government Organizations Federation, Dr. Krishna Dithal, had hit a gas bullet. Family sources of the victim informed that Dithal's spouse Prabha and son Anuj lost their lives in the accident. Prabha died while being treated to hospital and Anuj breathed his last during treatment. The police say the jeep driver Rajan Ghimire has been seriously injured in the accident. However, Krishna Dithal and his daughter Bursa are out of risk. A swarm of locusts has entered in Kailali district. According to the government officer at Kailali, the swarm of some 1,000 locusts was spotted in the local farm. Spokesperson of Sudur Paschim province, Khagendra Sharma, confirmed the entry of locusts in Kailali district. Sharma said while visiting the field this morning, the locusts were eating various crops, including rice seedlings and peanuts. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international dates. China has passed a security law giving its new powers over Hong Kong. The top decision-making body in China's parliament has passed the national security law for Hong Kong. Last month, China said it will criminalize any act of secession, subversion, terrorism, or collision against China with foreign forces. China says the law is needed to tackle unrest and instability in the city and rejects criticism as interference in its affairs. India has banned nearly 60 Chinese mobile apps, including a popular application TikTok, citing national security concerns. In addition to TikTok, the popular video sharing social networking platform, the banned apps include WeChat, UC Browser, ShareIt, and Baidu Map. India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said in a statement yesterday that Chinese apps were stealing and secretly transmitting users' data in an unauthorized manner to servers which have locations outside India. Analysts say up to a third of TikTok's global users are based in India. The European Union has named 14 countries whose citizens are deemed safe to be let in from 1st July despite the pandemic, but the US, Brazil, and China are excluded. Those named include Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, and South Korea. Diplomats say the EU is ready to add China if the Chinese government offers a reciprocal deal for EU travelers. EU border controls have been lifted for EU citizens traveling inside the bloc. Rules for UK travelers are covered separately in the Brexit negotiations. UK nationals are still to be treated in the same way as EU citizens until the end of the Brexit transitional period on 31st December. Therefore, during that time, UK nationals and their family members are exempt from the temporary travel restrictions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government aims to move ahead for prosperity in coordination with private sector. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. Gandaki Province reports 17 new cases of coronavirus, while Solian District confirms 15 new cases today, and China passes Hong Kong security law. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.